Have you ever had a problem you just didn't know how to figure out? You search for the answer at the library, with a friend. You ask your pastor, your mom. Have you ever felt like you're the problem? Well, rather than presenting us as a problem to be controlled, God created women as an answer to be embraced. Stay tuned as Lisa and I reveal God's perfect design in creating women. You truly are the answer, not the problem.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome their daughter, Kelly Copeland, and her special guest, Lisa Bevere, to today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're going to have a great day today. I have Lisa Bevere, my special guest, joining me today, and we are going to talk about women. Now, we're going to talk good about women, but first we may have to talk a little about the truth about women. But you know, Lisa, Women sometimes, and you can always tell a woman who really enjoys other women and a woman who's just like, you know what? And they always say, here's the way I hear them say it. They go, you know, I don't really get along well with women. All my best friends were always guys. And they're real prideful, kind of. Have you ever heard?
Yeah, I've said that.
You've said
absolutely
that?
Absolutely.
But they always say it with a little bit of pride, like, okay. I'm not into the woman thing. I'm not right. into the
two-party. I'm far superior.
Yes, that, and, right. and all that stuff. Why is that? What is it about women? Because I know that for women to come together, and we talked yesterday about the power of that, right. and that it's the Lord's idea
right.
for women to come together. Why is it? And I know it's an attack of Satan.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Here's the sad thing. Here's the thing I hate, is when I see Satan doing something that creates such havoc, and he doesn't even have to try very hard at it.
Right.
He does not have to try hard. Yeah. To bring distance and separation between women.
No, because we already are trained to be very kind of evil to each other. I remember in kindergarten, you know, going out on the playground, and I was kind of a, let's play kickball, and the boys would kind of like throw a ball in your face, and if you took it like a man and didn't start crying, they're like, okay, we'll let you play. But the women, they, you know, they would like go in little clusters of two and three, and these kindergarten girls are sharing the deepest, most intimate secrets of their heart, like whatever that would be in kindergarten. And if you approached their group, they would look at you and do the little hair flick, like, I'm sorry, you can't be part
you're
of our group.
Here.
Yeah, you're not part of us. And they would want you to cry. It was like the girls wanted you to cry and the guys didn't want you to cry. And there was just kind of this distance thing going on. I have traveled for years speaking to women and bonded with my audience by getting up and saying, how many of you out there don't like women? They're like, yay, does she say she doesn't like women? I love that speaker. She doesn't like women. Yeah, I mean, like, okay, wait a minute. You know, I am part Sicilian, which is Arabs and Italians mix. And let's say I got invited down the street to speak at an Arab lunch. And they said, you know, I just really don't like Arabs. Nobody's going to clap for me. They're going to go, okay, why is she speaking to us? But women will rally around other women not liking women. So we need to say, that is something wrong. Why should they feel safe with me as a woman if I don't actually appreciate women? And I think the truth is, Kelly, it's not that we don't like women. We don't like what we have spiraled down to represent. And you know what? God doesn't like what we have spiraled down to represent, because God has this amazing, amazing designation for women and calling for women and contribution of women. I mean, women, first nine chapters of Proverbs are in the feminine pronoun. Wisdom is a woman. You know, I mean, it's like woman wisdom. I mean, women aren't supposed to be foolish. We're not supposed to be gossips. We're not supposed to be slanders. We're not supposed to use our word to separate and malign and slander. We're supposed to use our words to build the lives of others, to build the house of God, to build the marketplace, to build the judicial system, to build the medical. We're supposed to come into every area and build and make strength connections. But I believe that women don't like each other because they perceive each other as a problem, mm-hmm. and they see men as answers. I love what Oprah is doing. She's mobilizing women to be answers, but even Oprah's magazine on the cover will say things like how to find the man, how to know if the man is talking to you correctly, how to know where cities where there's a lot of men. And I was reading this cover, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me. He says, but I am not a man. I am not a man that I should lie. And that also would mean that men can lie, but women can lie too. But, you know, the things I'm looking for I'm not going to get from a man. I'm going to get from God. And the truth is, when I think that men are going to be my answer in my life and that women are going to be a problem in my life, then I am never going to connect with the God thing. So I was seeking God when I was writing for Eka Girl. I said, God, I need to know. You know, I feel like you're telling me gather women, and yet they don't like each other. They rally around not liking each other. They distance themselves from the feminine. They align themselves with the masculine and strength. God, what are we going to do with this? And he said, my daughters don't understand who they are. He said, in the very beginning, there was a problem. The very first problem in creation was that the man was alone. And he said, I made the woman as an answer to creation's problem. And he said, it was me who said it's not right for the woman to remain hidden within the man and for creation only to hear the man's voice. She needs to come out. She needs to have expression. The creation needs to respond to her. It needs to see her. And so God actually perceived this before Adam perceived it. He gives Adam the job. He says, name everything. That shows what men are really good at, positioning things, designating things. But when Adam got done naming everything, he said, wait a minute, there's no one like me, but different. I have no connection with one person. I have no one who knows my heart. And so what happens? God and Adam partner, and this woman comes out. She's bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. He said, this is just what I needed. God said, you begin to tell the women on earth, you begin to tell my daughters of heaven who walk earth right now, that they are an answer, not a problem. And their femininity is an answer, not a problem. Wouldn't have been better if they had been men. They wouldn't be more effective if they had been men. They are answers, not problems. And he said, you know, a generation of women need to get up every day, look in the mirror and say, you know what? There is a problem out there today that I am an answer to. And when you begin to see yourself as an answer to this earth's problems, because, yeah, I mean, Jesus is in heaven. We are heaven's answer on earth. You know, if you begin to get that kind of attitude, you're going to rock your world. You are not just going to be like, oh, well, I hope I'm, you know, not going to cause problems today. Well, no, honey, you're an answer. That was the reason for your creation. And so women need to see each other that way. They need to look at each other as sisters and say, you know what? You are an answer, not a problem. And my relationship with you is for strength. It is to be answers on this earth. You know what? Big guns and big government are not going to solve the problems. It is time for the Church of Jesus Christ to be the Church of Jesus Christ. And it is women that tend to be very moved with compassion for the widow, for the orphan, for the poor. It is time for the women to begin to stretch forth their hands to the poor and the needy and begin to mobilize and work together and not be divided and not be contentious with each other and begin to say, all right, I'm going to look at things differently. Women see things completely differently than men see things. John has this perspective. I have this perspective. We need both perspectives in the house of God if we're going to have some answers to a lot of our problems.
Well, Nancy, I think Nancy Alcorn is a great example that, because, you know, you can carry signs and picket and you can blow up abortion clinics.
Right.
But she got in there and created a haven and a place
created an
for
answer.
Something to change. That was an answer. Those other things are not answers.
Right.
But she went in and she created an answer with Mercy Ministries where she could take in those girls. And that's a good example of that.
And we partner with them.
We do too.
Yeah, we just love them. We love what they're doing. And that is a woman that said, you know what, this system isn't working. I'm not going to criticize the system. I'm going to be the answer. And I love that. And that's what women need to do right now. And it is our time. I mean, God is calling forth the answer of woman. He really is. He is saying we need the revelation of the answer of women. In Eve, all of Adam's weaknesses were made strong. He was brilliant. He wasn't a Cro-Magnon. It wasn't bad for him to be alone because he was bad. It was just not good enough. But when God put the woman on the scene, he said, this is very good. This is great. Women have the ability to pull things out of a man and speak to places in a man that no one else can reach. No one else can speak to. Women can see things in each other that nobody else sees. Women speak a language of the heart. Proverbs 31 says that we are guardians of the heart. We speak. I mean, I can look at my boys and they can say one thing, but I can feel what is really going on. And I can either draw that out as an answer or I can make it a big issue as a problem. When I travel and I leave, you know, my husband and my boys, they miss me. I mean, when I come home and I have left five men alone, there is a problem, not an answer going on in my house. I mean, they're like, Dad didn't feed us. I'm like, I am so sorry. You know, there's socks on the sofa. Why is that a problem? That's because it's just not healthy to have socks on the sofa. But they don't even see those things. And they love it. I mean, my boys are like, don't leave us with Dad. Don't leave us with Dad. Mom, please stay home. You know, you feed us. You take care of us. But women have this ability to create environment. And we can have the men in the church and the leadership in the church expanding the borders of our building. But until we have women in the house of God gathering the people when they come in and saying, baby, in the house of God, you're going to find every answer you need to every problem you have, then the people don't get connected. They need to connect in relationship. Women connect each other in relationship. That's what we are. We're connectors in the body of Christ. You and I were talking about earlier about how every joint supplies, mm-hmm. every ligament, every tendon. You know, I injured my shoulders, both my shoulders, but I'll just talk about one of them. This is the stupid injury. I wish I could lie and say this was the fun one. I surf, I ski, I hunt. I have a 14-point buck on the wall of my office, and I ride motorcycles. I am not talking about whipping people with ribbons. I mean, I am talking about being an adventure woman, a woman that lives on the edge, but I actually carried in a rug that was really heavy, and for some reason, because I had it rolled up, carried in heavy, when I threw it down to the floor, I was thinking it was going to be heavy, and I went to pull it. I went flying back, hit my shoulder, completely did a number on my shoulder where it locked down. It injured, you know, and I'm one of those people, I'm like, I don't have time to have a shoulder not working. So I'm going to just ignore it because I am just going to press through this. And then one day I woke up and my shoulder was like this. I was like, no way. No. I was like, John, pull it. He's like, it's not going. I got frozen shoulder. And actually another term for it was old lady shoulder, which is what John used on it. But I had to go to the doctor and he said, this is not just affecting this. This is affecting your entire body. And you're going to have to take care of the rigidity that is here if you're going to have function everywhere. And see, women are the joints and the ligaments in the body of Christ. And there has been wounding there. And we have to slow down long enough to say, we're going to have to address this. We're going to have to give them mobility. I mean, I had this physical therapist working on my shoulder, stretching it. It hurt. But then there kind of came a day where I could go all the way back. I'm going to have complete mobility. And that is what God is doing. He's saying, I need what every joint supplies. Men are like muscles and bones, but if you don't have ligaments, they're not moving. They're not going anywhere. And it's like the women have been on lockdown. They have been shut down. They haven't been connected with each other, and they haven't been empowered to bring their voice to the house of God. And I'm not saying that they displace the men. I'm saying that they come alongside of them and they begin contribution. You know, I mentioned it last time. You know, the number one worship leader in the world is a woman right now. Mm-hmm. But she's not just a woman. She's a mother. And so she's not just like, it's all about me and I'm a worship leader. I'm Darlene Check, princess of the world. She doesn't do that. She's raised up other groups underneath her. She's inspired other women around her. She's like opened up the door. And if you know Darlene, she's always pushing other people forward. She's always saying, no, you do. And that's what mothers do. We push people. We position them. We say, come on, you can do it. You can do this. And so that Jesus is coming back for a bride. And the daughters need to begin to adorn the body as a bride. And we need the women to bring their portion. So the rigidity, it's not that the women have to have the men's part, but they need to have their part. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have their part, we're going to be limited as a body.
Well, I think many times in churches, churches are going, why aren't we growing? Why aren't we growing? I think many times it's a failure in the women, to build relationships, because when women have relationships, mm-hmm. they put down roots.
Yeah.
And they don't come in and go out the back door of a church. They put down roots. But I think for women, they can see the way, opposites attract. Yes, it's because you have strength and weakness and they fit and they know that in their head with their husbands. And with a couple, they see that, I think, easier than seeing that with other women. I think when women can come together and someone else is strong right. in something, there's just this natural inclination, and natural is a good word for it because it is flesh. It's not of God. It's flesh to feel like I have to be as good at her as her at that. Mm-hmm. And this competition thing.
But
and
it's
I think
all
that's
fallen.
What,
it's all fallen. You know, and it's all the vantage of saying,
yeah.
You being strong becomes me being weak.
Yeah.
You being strong makes me stronger because every joint lends strength to each other. And, you know, and also, Kelly, John could not reproduce. My husband could not reproduce without me. And so we've had churches trying to reproduce without contribution of women. I mean, try
ministry
to grow a family.
Of women.
Yeah, ministry of women, women in ministry, you know, whatever. I believe that God's favor, and again, I love it that I don't have just an American perspective, and I know you guys are international ministry, but I've been, in the last few months, I've been in Peru. I've seen a country that had 100 years of no rain because of the mistreatment of the daughters, the human sacrifices and on that earth, you know, and the, still now, something like 1 in 4 are sexually molested. I've been in Australia. I've been in Kiev. I've been in England. I've been in all these different places, Paris and Germany, and everywhere, God's eyes are on the women right now and saying, come, come alongside. He is favoring the churches and the ministries that are placing value on women. I'm not saying at the expense of men. I live with women. I love men. I love my 4 sons and my husband so much that it makes me want to be the best woman I can possibly be because I know that I'm a gift to them and I know that I have goodness to bring them. They, you know, I'm not just a slave and cook for them and clean. I am goodness to them. I am favor to my husband. I am his treasure. I am his good thing with God. And so we are seeing that the churches that get this, not just in the marriage dynamic, just not in the family dynamic, but get it in the God dynamic, God is pouring out his blessing. And I think that's part of the reason the blessing has been on this ministry, because your dad has always created an atmosphere for your mother's gift to flourish, and she has always created an atmosphere for your father's gift to flourish. And then together, both of them are stronger than either of them are separately.
But it's not competition. It's
no.
about both men and women, and women and women yeah. being...
And brothers and brothers.
And brothers and brothers being a strength for each other, being the best at who God's put in you to be, the best at the anointing, the best at doing what God's called you to do, and being who you're supposed to be, and functioning in the role that you're supposed to function in. You know, I have this group of women that have been in my life for 15 years, I guess. We started 15 years ago playing cards once a month. Don't be shocked. We don't play poker, but anyway. But we play cards once a month, and it's less about the card.
It's about the
husbands, I'll call it, that's a gift club. That's totally a gift club because we like have a birthday party every month, and I guess it is kind of a gift club. But, you know,
it's a connection.
Dinner. And, yeah. And if you don't, these women... Had we not done something purposely once a month, these women, most of their kids are out of high school now, which is where we connected, and they go to different churches now, and they're in different walks of life now, but because of this purposeful connection, which I believe is important in the church, you have to be purposeful
and you have to
in
connect.
Your connecting.
Right.
But anyway, these women, I began to see what God was doing in bringing us all together. And it's always made me comfortable about who I am. And even I've seen women come in who didn't flow with it, and it was hard on them, and they didn't last very long in it because of the competitive spirit about them.
Yeah.
But when you come in and you realize, this, we had a gardener. We had somebody that was an awesome cook.
We had somebody
who was amazing at decorating. You know, and these different talents in these women. And I could look, and I'd hear somebody say, oh, well, I can't be as good at her as that. I just had to quit trying.
But you know, maybe you should never even have done it.
No, right. You try to. For me, I'll let y'all in. I think I've let y'all in on this secret before because it's something that I'm still continually working on myself. I'm like a lot of fun and very spontaneous. But like organization is not the thing that comes easy to me. But my friend is super, her, everything is organized.
Yeah.
So what do? I don't say, well, I can't be like her, so
ask
I can't
her
be her friend.
Ask her to help that area in your life.
She helps that area in my life.
Yeah.
And I'll go to her house and open her pantry, and it's got cute little canisters, and everything's so, like, it almost looks like it's been decorated, you know? It's so perfect. That inspires me to go home and, okay, make one shelf look better.
But you know, as long as you know who you are, and Kelly, you know that you're an answer.
I am. I come to to the table with an answer,
you
too.
You come with the strength.
And I
then
come
then you can
with
enjoy
it.
You'll see other women different. No woman will ever see other women different until she sees herself different.
Right. And I can be comfortable knowing I'm strong in this, but this I'm not, and I'm going to learn from you.
That's right.
And that is such a simple thing that makes so much sense, but Satan has used competition and pride and foolishness to keep the... I am so more well-rounded because of these women in my life. And other women, too. I'm so much a bigger person.
Right.
And I've improved so many more areas of my life that now my life is more whole than it was 15, 20 years ago because I've subjected my weaknesses to someone else's strengths. And the Lord is... And then each of these women, too, affect their own world.
We need to go so much bigger with this.
We do.
I mean, we need to just be women that are going to say, you know what? I am a world changer. I'm going to take my strength and I'm going to change my world, whether my world's this big or if it's international. I'm going to begin to change my world and really begin to say, I mean, when I have little 7-year-old girls come up to me and go, I am an answer, not a problem, then I know we have a real issue on value in the house of God. And the marketplace. And so we need women, every single woman out there, you say, well, I have always seen my femininity as a problem. It's not. Daughter of the Most High, you are an answer to some problems out there, and you need to understand that God wants to equip you. We're talking about it on intimate levels, but we're also talking it on heaven's level and international level, and you need to really lay hold of those things and begin to step up to the plate. You need to start it when you look in the mirror. You need to be that woman of God. You need to be that answer, and you need to begin to watch for those problems. God's going to bring them to you, and you're going to solve it with Him.
Greatness is in us, and the desire to be great and affect people is in us. But we will never affect the world or even our own household, our own family, until we embrace the power and the anointing of being a woman that God has for us. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I see women as a gift, and I encourage them to see themselves the way God sees them, as special, as created, unique, that they have giftings in them that just need to be brought out, because so oftentimes they're beat down and they're told they have no value, but not in God's eyes. And that's what I would encourage them, that they are special, that they're unique, that they have strengths in them that are unique only to them, and that they're going to touch people that only they can touch, that God created them with a purpose and a plan for them individually.
Forget you! Fight like a girl!
Fight like a girl? What does that mean?
Fight like a girl. You've heard that your entire life. What if fighting like a girl wasn't a bad thing, but actually a compliment? Lisa Bevere's book and curriculum, Fight Like a Girl, will help you discover the power of being a woman. It's not about competition. It's about restoration. It's about accepting and celebrating yourself. Lisa Bevere's Fight Like a Girl curriculum package includes the book, workbook, a 12-lesson teaching DVD, poster, bookmark, and a genuine crystal bracelet with charms that represent the power and position you have as a woman of God. All of this comes packaged in a zippered makeup bag. Lisa Bevere challenges women to accept and celebrate themselves as God created them. Your femininity is actually your greatest strength. Find your true potential and fulfillment as you discover what it is to fight like a girl. Order your copy of the Fight Like a Girl curriculum package. The cost for the full curriculum is $89.99 and includes the teaching DVD that is ideal for group Bible studies. You may also purchase the book and workbook package separately for $24.99. Order today. Log on to our website at kcm.org, call us toll-free 800-575-4455, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
Pressure to compare yourself with others. In the Word and in the sessions that we have this week, you will learn how to capture the beauty and the strength that God has placed in you. And these things, you know, these things change. The anointing to live our lives change as we change seasons.
Right.
And you know, Lisa, people the Proverbs 31 woman can be very intimidating. You know, women don't even want to read that because they think, oh, I can't be that. I just can't even. The only part we really want to embrace is the maid part.
Where they have maids. That's right.
That's the part we want to embrace.
Order the maids first thing in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? These things are not over the season of a day. Yeah. They're over the season of a lifetime that God calls you to. And your life will change when you begin to embrace who you are. People's lives all over the world are changing.
Yeah, women are really beginning to gather strength in their season. We have this amazing testimony from this one woman in Canada that said, you know, I had never, ever done a Bible study. And she said, when I heard you talk about Fight Like a Girl, I felt a huge tug to actually teach the whole curriculum. So she bought it. She put up a sign-up sheet at her mom's group, and there was so much response, they had to form three studies at once. And she said it was amazing. She said, we were going through the DVDs each week, and we were absolutely drinking up the truth in your series. The study was so empowering to women without any negativity of the men's role. And that is it. We don't need to build up women at the expense of men. We need to build up women and men side by side. Every woman got so much no matter what point of their life they were in. And we need to understand whatever season, whatever point of our life, we need to lend strength to each other.
So allow the Lord to call you to this better place. Allow the Lord to work in you today. I believe for you that He's going to speak to you today. You're going to hear from Him. He's calling you. It's not even about just you. It's about the people that are surrounding you. So, Father, I just thank you that you're speaking to the ladies right now.
Yes.
You're speaking to the women and calling them to that higher place.
Yes.
Thank you for what you're doing in their life today.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, our offer this week is Lisa's curriculum, Fight Like a Girl. A book, the DVDs, the great bracelet.
Right.
It's awesome. Order this. You need it. And let the Lord begin to use you to change other people's life. This is the year of the open door. So don't stay where you're at. Walk through it. In the meantime, join us all this week. We're going to have a wonderful time this week. This is Kelly Copeland and Lisa Bevere reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of the open door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.